It doesn't mean I don't love you. Cause baby, I love you.
Good morning from WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 58 degrees. Our time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden about to announce a big chunk of federal money to help reduce a hidden health threat.
The president in Wilmington, North Carolina today will announce $3 billion to help communities in every state and territory remove and replace lead pipes. The money comes from Mr. Biden's bipartisan infrastructure plan. Among other things, lead can cause permanent brain damage in young children, says the EPA. President Biden's to announce that North Carolina will get $76 million to replace lead pipes and that work is already underway in Wilmington. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Authorities in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, that's west of Madison, are pretty sure they stopped a school shooting. Officers shooting and killing a male student outside the middle school who had shown up with a gun. Chinese officials, again, raised the death toll from Wednesday's collapse of a 60-foot section of highway in Meizhou. It's now up to 48 killed. This is ABC News. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene moving forward with her bid to oust Speaker Mike Johnson.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it.
She's incensed Johnson hasn't pushed the hard right agenda.
He voted to fight against Democrats, fight against the witch hunt against President Trump. But once he became Speaker, he has become a man that none of us recognize.
Don't expect there to be round after round after round of inconclusive votes. Democrats have indicated they'll block this effort. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm relieved, as I think all of America is, that chaos in the House will be discontinued.
He says Johnson has done a good job under extremely difficult circumstances. Donna Hayashi Smith appointed as White House curator, first Asian American woman to hold the post. The curator oversees the care of thousands of artifacts that are in the White House collection. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A high in the upper 60s today, cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong this afternoon. East to south winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late tonight. Partial clearing and a low of 48. Friday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 72. For Friday night, clear and 45. Showers likely by afternoon Saturday, maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 67. A nice day Sunday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 70. That's a look at weather for today. Yesterday, for the second day in a row, we topped out at 71. We have had a trace of precipitation this morning, some light rain. We were down to 54 for a time, and right now it is 58 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Thursday, May 2nd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the and the home of the
sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. And I'm so happy, no sorrow. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I cared for my own. Then like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
That's how you start the day in a positive way right there. That was Carl Story and his Rambling Mountaineers with I Saw the Light. Before that, our national anthem, sung by Michael Austin. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again. Phil Nee with you down the old trail, crossing the Willow Creek and in to keep you company today as we bring you some notes on Thursday, May 2nd. A sports story or two a little bit later on today. A Brewer win yesterday afternoon. So details about that. And maybe another look at weather or two. In fact, later on in the hour, Tony Schumacher will be in to talk about some rain that could happen. Yeah, just a little light rain this morning. In fact, just a few drops outside the radio studios today, but we could be in line for a little bit more today. Good luck with the chores. Keep it tuned right here for updates. In Richland Center, it is 58 degrees. And here is John Anderson on the Light in the Milk House show.
I got an invite to a Saturday night shindig way uptown. You know old John likes to have his fun. I couldn't turn a party down. The band was playing some highfalutin' music I'd never heard before. Everybody there seemed to like it a lot, but I was headed for the door. Then somebody had the nerve to call it hors d'oeuvres, like something from a real bad dream. On my dish was a little piece of fish, some rice and three green beans. I've never had a taste for the social graces the way some folks do. I've got problems, doctor, can you solve them? Would you give me a clue? He said, I can't treat a man in your condition, as he looked me in the eye. All I see is, John, you'll be country till you die. Country till you die. Every bone in your body is countryfied. It runs in the family, and you can say that with pride. It's in the way you look, the way you walk and talk, down to the truck you drive. You're just gonna be country till you die.
country fight that runs in the family, and you can say that with pride. It's in the way you look, the way you walk and talk, down to the truck you drive. You just gonna be country till you die. It's gonna be country till I die.
To the amazing seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue, 'cause I'm all through crying over you. There was a time my love was my life completed, my dreams come true. Then came the time my life was haunted, my love unwanted.
Taking you way back today with Marvin Rainwater, and gonna find me a bluebird. Oh, the birds are out. They're already out working and getting ready for what they have going today. Maybe feeding young'uns. Yeah, some of them have hatched. I noticed that. Quite an array of wildlife on the Pine River Recreation Trail. We were there last night for a little while, and just all kinds of little animals running around and talking to us. You know, not happy that I was there, probably. Kind of like when I go into a room full of humans, too. Kind of the same thing. Anyway, the Richland Center High School FFA will hold its plant sale today and tomorrow between 8 and 3:30. Enter through the main high school entrance and check in at the office. Also on Saturday, stop from 8 until noon for plants and brats. Park near the greenhouse on the backside of the high school and enter through door 21. All proceeds will support the Richland Center High School FFA. Also a reminder, today is National Day of Prayer. The Richland County Ministerial Association will host a time for prayer at 7 p.m. this evening at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center, and all are invited to attend. Those reminders from our community calendar today. Light in the Milk House check of sports is coming up. Right now, Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Fingers on my skin, wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been.
Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought I'd try.
Minutes after 5, the Light in the Milk House show, time check on a Thursday, May 2nd.
Faith, hope, respect, friendship, temperance, generosity, and charity. These are just a few of the virtues that St. Mary's School stands by.
On Friday, May 3rd, we will be walking for those virtues. St. Mary's students and families will walk 10 miles through Richland Center. We walk because we want to show our community that the virtues we are taught are important to us. We are asking for community support in our mission. Your sponsorship helps to support our school financially and also shows that the community we live in supports its students in their educational endeavors and spiritual growth.
The Walk for Virtue really helps our school and is something that we all look forward to each year. It is really fun. If you'd like to pledge to support our school or would like to be involved in the Walk for Virtues, please call 647-2422 or message us on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. 520, A Look at Sports, is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Willie Adames homered twice with four RBIs, and Colin Ray pitched six scoreless innings to lead the Milwaukee Brewers over the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1 in the finale of a contentious three-game series. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe, starter Freddie Peralta, and manager Pat Murphy were suspended by Major League Baseball for their roles in a brawl on Tuesday night, along with the Rays outfielder Jose Siri. Adames hit a solo home run in the third off Zach Eflin and a three-run drive in the seventh for his fifth big league two-homer game. The Brewers' Abner Uribe suspended now, and it looks like will be out for a time. Manager Pat Murphy suspended for two, Siri for three games. The suspensions were issued by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball's senior vice president for on-field operations. Detroit was the winner against St. Louis 4-1. Oakland 4, Pittsburgh nothing. Atlanta 5-2 over Seattle. Philadelphia 2-1 winners against the Angels. Boston 6, San Francisco 2. Washington shut out Texas 1-0. In the American League, Minnesota 10, the White Sox 5, Kansas City 6-1 over Toronto. The Yankees 2, Baltimore nothing. Cleveland 3-2 over Houston. In National League play, San Diego 6, Cincinnati 2, Miami 4-1 over Colorado. The Cubs edge the Mets 1-0, Dodgers 8-0 over Arizona. From the NBA, Boston 118, Miami 84, Dallas 123, the Clippers 93. From the NHL, Dallas 3-2 over Vegas, and Edmonton beat Los Angeles. Final score was 4-3. That's an update on sports on this Thursday morning.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
5:23 the time. All right, well, buckle up your sandals and your slippers, and here we go. It's aerobic polka time. Yes. In the Mail Cow Show right there. That, in fact, was Wee Willie and the Band and the St. Louis Polka. Today, a 67-degree high, occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be a little heavier this afternoon. Here's Lynn Anderson on the Mail Cow Show.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give some. promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go.
Every summer day we'll love like this. When the snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds flown away, in my arms we'll both remember all
That's Sonny James. We got a little bit of a rose theme going on today here on the Light in the Milk House show. We're at 58 degrees, headed towards 67 later on with a few showers or thunderstorms possible. Today and tonight, tonight's low 48. Tomorrow, 72, 67 towards Saturday with some showers likely by the afternoon. And Sunday sounds nice, mostly sunny skies and highs near 70. Good morning from WRCO.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Farm Bill Text. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The House Ag Committee has released a summary of the new Farm Bill that includes new investments for agriculture. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch in Washington, D.C.
The framework indicates a boost in base acres for the ag-risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, and a reference price increase. Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson tells Brownfield,
it's not going to be a blanket set amount or percentage across the board for all commodities. Every commodity is in a different situation.
Farm bill updates take money, and there hasn't been new money available until now. Thompson says thanks to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's recommendation, the Commodity Credit Corporation funds will be used.
He mentioned that there's a significant amount of money, statistically significant and financially significant, that doesn't get spent out of the CCC every year. The way it works, it's a revolving credit card, so they don't send it back, but it just doesn't get recharged, right? It doesn't get spent.
A public draft of the legislation is expected a week before the House Agriculture Committee's markup of the new farm bill, which is scheduled for May 23rd. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency says new online resources increase accessibility to disaster aid for livestock producers. Zach Ducheneau tells Brownfield the Livestock Indemnity Program Decision Tool serves as a translator.
Takes our forms, restates it in a way that producers can resonate with it and fill it out there, and then the producer can come in with that printout for the LIP program, and that helps stimulate that conversation between that producer and our staff.
The National Oilseed Processors Association is critical of updates to the criteria used to qualify for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits. President Kaylee Takach-Buller says while bundling conservation practices is well-intended, it will likely have unintended consequences.
I'm looking at this from a soy angle on the no-till and cover crops, and it really does put certain farmers where they are at a disadvantage.
She tells Brownfield the updated model also requires direct contracts between farmers and sustainable aviation fuel producers, cutting processors out of the process. U.S. ethanol production bounced back last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 987,000 barrels a day, up 33,000 on the week. Corn for ethanol use continues to be a strong source of demand, even with lower returns for producers. The USDA says 469 million bushels of corn were used for fuel alcohol production in March, up 5% on the month and 7% on the year. And March's soybean crush was near the low end of pre-report estimates. The USDA says the crush of 204 million bushels was up 10 million from February and 6 million more than in March 2023, but fell short of some expectations. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News. This is the Compeer Minute, featuring Compeer Financial Chief Risk Officer Bill Moore.
We've come off on an ag economic perspective of 3 years of pretty solid numbers for clients' balance sheets, particularly if you're in the grain farming sector. But the real driving force of the last 18 plus months has been an expectation of what's going to happen to interest rates. And as you know, interest rates are extremely important to a large swath of the agricultural community because, you know, we're such an asset-heavy group. And we've seen a really large run-up of interest rates through 2022 and 2023 to the point where people were really expecting to see rates drop in 2024. And the trend of economic data, particularly as it relates to inflation, has certainly not been a friend to that thesis. And I actually think that we may not see any rate cuts for 2024, which is probably going to be a disappointment for many.
Visit Compeer.com to learn more.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids were elusive. Asking prices in the South were at $185 to $186 live, while the North remained quiet. Look for business to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were about steady. The USDA says demand was good for a moderate to heavy supply that included nearly 20 loads of yearlings. There was a good quality run of calves that were on offer. Most were vaccinated and unweaned and were met with very little discount. Receipts were up on the week and down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 451 to 490 pounds, brought $339 to $364. Feeder steers, 958 pounds, brought $228.85. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 712 pounds, brought $250.25. Box beef closed lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 83 cents at $293.54. Select was $1.88 lower, $288.07. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a big negotiated run. The uptick in slaughter pace is packers working to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong and remains a bright spot for the industry. Domestic demand has been showing some strength. Both provide overall support to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and total production, specifically watching hog weights, which were up slightly on the week and up more than a pound from year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down a penny with a weighted average of 92.02. The Iowa Minnesota was 72 cents lower with a weighted average of 92.40. The Western Corn Belt closed 40 cents lower with a weighted average of 92.43. No comparison at the Eastern Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 90.61. Pork values closed lower, down 77 cents at 97.99. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up more than 12,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures into the day sharply lower as well, pressured by long-term demand uncertainty and technical selling. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Agronomist Bob Berkovich is here from Pioneer. Farmers are anxious to plant, but sometimes waiting is the best thing.
Definitely need to be patient. There's absolutely no replacement for fit soil conditions. Your yield potential takes a pretty severe hit if you're out there doing field work or planting when the conditions just aren't right. One of the big reasons that tough conditions can hurt our yields is because it really hurts the uniformity of our emergence. And if we don't have good uniform emergence, we can reduce our yield potential anywhere from 5 to 9% right out of the gate. So at modern yield levels in corn, we're talking 10 to 20 bushel yield hit right out of the gate just from non-uniform emergence. Paying careful attention to details and to conditions is the first step to helping achieve that uniform emergence that we're looking for.
Thanks, Bob, for great products and crop advice. Go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, keeping an eye on U.S. planting delays. July beans were 7.25 higher at 11.70 and a quarter. August was up 6.25 at 11.71 and three quarters. July corn was up 4 at 4.50 and three quarters. September was 3.25 higher at 4.59. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply ahead of this week's direct business. June live was 1.12 lower at 173.85, and August was down 2 at 171.10. August feeders were 3.75 lower at 251.75. And hogs were pressured by demand uncertainties. June lean was $2.05 lower at $100.42. The July contract was $1.80 lower at $103.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A nonprofit helps rural small businesses apply for solar energy grants today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The nonprofit Solar United Neighbors is offering free help to rural small businesses to apply for grants from the Federal Rural Energy for America Program, or REAP. Adam Schaller operates Lakeshore Diecast in Baroda, Michigan, and used the REAP program to install solar power.
I have to compete with labor overseas, and I don't want to reduce the labor cost here. I want to employ more local people. I want good quality labor. And so the opportunity to reduce the fixed cost of electricity and taxes really gives me an opportunity to grow my business locally and pay my employees more.
Schaller says REAP offers a combination of grants and tax incentives to offset up to 80% of the cost of installing solar. His system generates more than he can use, and his electrical utility buys the excess.
Everybody always asks how much maintenance I have to do on it, or what's the reoccurring cost. There isn't any. I haven't had to do anything. It just sits out there and makes me money. And as a guy who has to do maintenance on diecast machines and broken hydraulics and all sorts of different stuff all the time, the solar is the easiest part of my operation to manage.
Find out more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The chair of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee tells Brownfield dairy farmers will benefit from updates outlined in his draft farm bill released Wednesday. Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says,
"We're updating, definitely updating the data and statistics."
Thompson says the chair of the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce intends to send a letter of support calling for the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids legislation to be included in the farm bill,
which will be the most important thing that we can do for the dairy industry from a market perspective.
He says language has also been included to change the Class 1 milk pricing formula back to the higher of Class 3 and Class 4, ahead of USDA's Federal Milk Marketing Order final decisions. During a briefing with farm broadcasters, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Sabanoff said milk pricing reforms were not included in her version of the bill.
"We didn't leave it out just because we didn't support it. It was just that it was part of a process that's going on right now."
Sabanoff said dairy provisions from her committee would also update production history for farmers enrolled in USDA programs and expand margin production coverage levels to 6 million pounds. The Senate legislation also directs USDA to conduct mandatory surveys of dairy plants to increase transparency of milk allowance estimates and calls for Dairy Business Innovation Initiative appropriations to increase. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange ended the day lower. May Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 18 and a quarter, June 24 cents lower at 18.42, July down 7 at 18.83, August down 6 at 18.92. Dry whey was unchanged at 37 and a half cents, blocks up 2 at $1.76 and 3 quarters, barrels unchanged at $1.85 and a half, butter up 4 cents at $3.50, and non-fat dry milk up a half a cent at $1.12 and a half. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
World Pork Expo returns to the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines June 5th and 6th. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and 2 full days full of events, this is where the pork world comes together. Register now to see the latest industry innovations, connect with other professionals, and experience the world's largest pork-specific trade show. Visit worldpork.org and secure your spot at pork's premier event.
548 reports of a little bit of light rain in the area this morning. We've had a trace here at the studios. 67 today with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Tony has more about the weather coming up in a handful of minutes. We're at 58, up 4 from the overnight low this morning. Here's Merle Haggard with the Strangers.
Grandma's maiden name was on the lines. There's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County, down in Arkansas. Then in 1901, she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest one Sunday morning. And everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend. Just a song about the life of Grandma Hart. Just think about the times that she lived through. And think about the changing world she saw. Now somehow she reared a decent family out of poverty. And for 70 years she loved the same old Grandpa. To me her passing brought a closing chapter to a way of life that I loved within my heart. I just mean to say I think we owe her something special. If just a song about the life of Grandma Hart. Grandma's maiden name was on the lines. And there's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County, down in Arkansas. Then in 1901 she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest one Sunday morning, and everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend, just a song about the life of Grandma Hart.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burn, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. Patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goal that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. I love all my brothers and we're proud of our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. And I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Johnny Cash with Marty Robbins and the Song of the Patriot on the old Light in the Milk House show.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some unsettled conditions today thanks to a large low-pressure system in the Central Plains tracking northeast. Should bring waves of rain across the region, possibly getting as much as an inch or so through tonight. Even the chance of some scattered thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. A few of those could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail, so definitely keep an eye on the situation. We are expecting dry weather to return for tomorrow with some sunshine. Should be a rather nice day. Now, Saturday, another front will sweep in from the west. Not as organized as their system today, but still, a few showers are expected for the second half of the day. But rain amounts should be relatively minor. Going into Sunday, high pressure returns. That'll bring us some sunshine once again. Seasonal temperatures. Things will stay nice for Monday. Then the next large storm expected to move in Monday night and Tuesday, bring us some more rain across the Midwest. So today, look for cloudy skies, occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few of those could be heavy this afternoon. High temperature 67, east wind turning south at 10 to 20. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late evening. Partial clearing late with a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high at 72. Wind from the west-northwest 10 to 15, becoming southeast late. And Saturday, increasing clouds. Showers likely by afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. Low in the mid-40s, high near 67. Sunday should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies. Low 43, high up to 69. Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Low 44 with a high of 73. Showers and thunderstorms moving in later Monday night. Tuesday, variably cloudy and mild with a few showers and thunderstorms at times, high 73. And Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, high near 69. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Light rain here at the WRCO studios. It's 58 degrees. Yesterday's high was 71, the record high for May 2nd, 88 in 1959. Record low, 25 in 1961. Last year's high was 58 and the low, 44. Sunset will occur at 4 minutes after 8 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:53 for tomorrow morning. Right now, WRCO, northeast winds are light, 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.93. A trace of precipitation this morning, some light rain. We're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news at